Praise be Jesus and Mary. You're just a few days away from Christmas, a few days from that silent night, that holy night, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we need to prepare ourselves well to ensure that our celebration of this great mystery bears fruit in our souls. We should prepare ourselves well by striving to do two things in particular. The first is, in our personal prayer, we should strive for interior silence. St. Augustine once said, verbo crescente, verba deficient. When the Word of God increases, the words of men fail. In Bethlehem, when the Word became flesh, He came in silence. God speaks in silence. He reveals himself in silence. And so he is also received in silence. In fact, in any form of communication, silence is essential. If you want to receive the word of the other person, we have to be silent. So too in our personal prayer, we have to dedicate rich moments to silence. Silence to adore, to render thanksgiving, to be at awe for what God has done, the Emmanuel, God with us. The second thing we should strive to do is to actively participate in the liturgy. When it comes to celebrating the holy mystery of Christmas, none of us are passive spectators. Each of us are active protagonists. We need to fully, consciously, actively participate in the holy mystery. And this means to be fully aware of what we are celebrating and its relationship to our own lives. And that's not very hard. Why? Because Christmas is the birth of our Savior. He is our Savior. The Emmanuel is God with us, but the child who was born as our Savior is God for us. Interior silence and active participation in the liturgy. That silent night, that holy night, that is what Our Lady did. Our Lady actively, silently pondered and actively kept all those things in her heart. May she also help us do the same so that God with us, the Emmanuel, God for us, the Savior, through His divine grace, may also be God in us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.